Satnam. Hello, Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam. Satnam, everybody. We were just talking.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
I'm driving, so I'm not sure if I can hear anybody. I think I'll mute myself because it's probably going to bother you, the driving and the noise.
There's no noise. Or I don't hear
no?
any noise. No, there's no noise. No, no noise.
Well, that's good.
Is anyone there?
we'll proceed to proceed then. Beautiful. Glad you're here. Okay, you wild and rambunctious crew, co-creator, ground crew, that is, that have landed on this planet at this very auspicious time to bring your beautiful thoughts through onto the planet. So let's just take a breath. Take a breath. That's what we were just talking about. I was just saying, and Yogi Bhajan was suggesting that I record it so everybody can hear later, and everybody can hear now, and we can all be here together in whatever now moment that shows up, right? Since we go beyond time and space, the now moments of how we all connect could be different at different times. The now of different times. There's a Zen koan for you. But anyway, he liked the analogy of that when I said I was trying to figure out what I was doing and what to do, that when I just decided that I needed to just go outside and sit on the porch and breathe and deep breathe, I just started getting in tune. I was looking at the rose bushes and the little birds pecking around the rose bushes. So I was feeling just get in tune with the earth, and then I realized and I thought, oh, we're all just little birds pecking to find the access points, the food of these different dimensional frequencies that are coming through. And what we have to do is we have to peck through the glass ceiling of 3D or 3D programming to peck holes into this seemingly solid dimension to open up to these new frequencies and these new dimensions. So then I actually started feeling a lot of relief. And as I just kind of was breathing and sitting in the air, I actually felt these new frequencies coming through, and I don't even know what they are. But we'll talk about them in this time of the Grand Cross, which has a long-term influence, even though these 3 days, 23rd to 24th, and today of April 2014, are the days that these frequencies are being sent to the planet. They have a long-term effect. So it's like we're getting the information, we're getting the UFO, and it's going to be here vibrating at that frequency. But we're anchoring that in. We're welcoming these new energies, these new entities. So it's more than just energies. It's like behind each energy, each planetary energy, it's like an entity, it's a frequency, like it's a consciousness, it's a conscious energy, conscious entity, just like Gaia, Mother Earth, is a conscious energy or entity, which is a conglomeration of many different beings, spirits, souls, nature spirits, whatever. So it's a collective. So Gaia, Mother Earth, is really a collective, and that's what we're learning how to do. We're learning how to be part of the higher consciousness collective, part of taking our place as multidimensional beings back in the galaxy. So we agreed to play a little game, and even though it's hard to believe sometimes that we agreed to this, and come to planet Earth at this time, and just completely absorb ourselves in 3D consciousness and forget that we are multidimensional beings. And now we're tired of that game. You know how little kids are when they get tired of something, they stop. Now we're tired of that game, and we want to remember that we're multidimensional beings, and we're not limited by three dimensions, by linear time and space. The mind is beyond time and space. And we're moving back into reclaiming our awareness. So we're like the little birds. We're pecking through the density of our own hypnotic patterns of 3D, of how we've been conditioned and trained, and to reclaim who we really are, and to have the freedom to enjoy soaring through having different conscious experiences. So it's not anything that can be seen, but it can be felt. So we're moving into the realm of feeling and experiencing. So we're really moving into the realm of being experiential beings, which we've already been, but because we got so bound up in linear time and space, it seemed like following directions or authority or whatever was maybe was kind of like how we were entrained to be. But now we're moving into our own authority and our own consciousness, and we have the vision. So we're here as the ground troop visionaries, and that's what I'm hearing. Kind of a little sort of a chugging background noise. I don't know what that is. Sounds like a train or something. So we're just going to talk about the cardinal grand cross and what the planetary frequencies are, the collective beings, the energetic entities called the planets. The planets are bodies, right? Like Earth is a body. So we have the planet Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn. So what does this mean? This is a grand cross. This is what we're going through. These are the planetary energy. So just breathe to these frequencies. I don't want it to be too mental. I want it to be like a vibrational feeling. So we're kind of going to invoke the frequencies of these planets. So when you think about Capricorn, you think about the Earth. Capricorn's an Earth sign. So just feel your feet, feel your legs, feel your connection with your breathing and walking on Gaia on the Earth. That's the Capricorn, an Earth sign. So Pluto is transformation. So think about walking on the Earth and transforming everything into beauty, like those images, like in animation movies where they have characters, they're walking and the flowers are blooming beneath their feet with each step. So just feel that as you're walking on the Earth, you're creating a beautiful Earth. You're creating transformation, transformational thinking. Pluto is the depths of our being, the depths of our creative thinking being. So just imagine that you are influencing the Earth's bloom, Pluto and Capricorn. It's really also has to do with the transformation of governments, the bigger structures, how Earth is being ruled, how Earth is being structured. So a lot of this is going Pluto underneath, behind the scenes. So we're not seeing what's happening. So when this change occurs of all the structures, the governmental structures on the planet are totally changed, a lot of people are going to be surprised. But those of us that have been working with the energies of that will say, oh, okay, we expected that all along. So Pluto in Capricorn, foundation, and what's the foundation that we're moving in? The foundation of abundance, the foundation of sharing, the foundation of everybody on Gaia being nurtured and taken care of, and the Earth herself being protected. So we want a foundation of love, a higher frequency reality, a higher frequency foundation, so we can experience heaven on Earth, so we can experience a vibrational match of Earth and these more loving, compassionate, devotional, heart-centered, higher frequencies, frequencies that feel good as we move into our feeling nature. And then we have, in the Grand Cross, Mars and Libra. So Libra's an air sign. And Mars, of course, normally rules Aries, but it's that which moves us forward, the masculine flow of energy, that which creates. And then Libra's ruled by Venus. So that focuses on the feminine flow. So this is how to create a balance of masculine, feminine energies in ourselves on the Earth. So how do we do this? How do we assist beautiful feminine Gaia to also be a place where she can be protected by the loving force of the Shiva energy, the energy that protects rather than being destroyed by the selfish masculine. So this is about bringing balance and justice back onto the earth. So where there's been injustice, humanity suffering, the earth suffering, this is about balancing, bringing justice. Libra's about justice. So whatever is happening right now on the earth, the injustices are being shown so we can bring them into balance. So we are the guardians, so just balance your breath, balance your thought, and visualize earth being a fair, balanced, loving place. Then we have Jupiter in Cancer, water signs, oh my gosh. Expanding our consciousness by being conscious of our emotions and how that affects us. Wow, what we do with the flow of our energy. So emotions can flow in and out, and sometimes it seems like they're huge waves of energy and they're out of our control. We can't do anything about them. But we as yogis know that as we are able to focus on our breath and control our breathing and do our practices, that we can balance the tattvas, the water element, the emotions. But the Jupiter is expanding them, maybe sometimes so fast that they can feel kind of overwhelming to feel out of balance emotionally. So it can seem like really big, big changes. But in order to really expand our consciousness, we have to master our emotions. We have to know how to work with the water tattva, and to watch it and know that as we hold our identity at our third eye, which is light, pure light, not ruled by the tattvas, as we hold our identity, we can watch how to work with the flow of our emotions and how to use the water element to expand our creativity rather than just to drown us or overwhelm us, because water is also the second chakra, so that's our creativity. So we can pour our love into our projects or something we want to see happen. So that's how we can balance our and use the Jupiter in Cancer, the water element. So we can use this power to open up our consciousness and our multidimensional perceptions. Use our expanded consciousness to include our multidimensional mind. So part of the frustration, the emotion of frustration, is like feeling that we're limited beings, we're limited 3D beings. So notice when you feel frustrated, you can focus on, oh, I'm a multidimensional being. I can send these thoughts to the earth or to this or to that, or work with it creatively this way. That's what's going to take us out of those lower emotions. lower emotions, demote us to the lower emotions. And then we have Uranus and Aries, fire tattva. Uranus creates sudden, unexpected changes to wake us up, basically, wake us up to the divine plan. The Aquarian age, what we're meant to be bringing in at this time. So Aries is the beginning, the new world, the beginning of the new world. So we connect that with our highest state of consciousness, all the dimensions, all of our multidimensional selves. And with the fire of Aries, we get to connect with the fire within, the fire within. What fires us up, what gifts we're here to bring. We're here to bring our gifts onto the world. We weren't just put here with certain desires, our talents, our gifts, by accident. We were basically called forth because this dimension, this time period, this earth, our group needs those particular gifts, those particular energies at this time. So it's a time to really fully get into appreciating and acknowledging and enjoying the gifts that you bring, to share, to create the change with the fire, with the new beginning, how your gifts can you can bring through to start new consciousness on the planet. You because the gift that you bring through, nobody else is here to bring that through. So we don't want that gift to be lost. So that's the Aries, being able to focus on ourselves, what gift we can bring through. So as we do that, as we bring through the gifts that our higher self is here to bring through, we can release the illusion of being just stuck in 3D and focus on the truth of our higher perceptions. Then we feel less crazy, less stuck, right? Because now we're getting to move into the term that's loosely called the
Is anyone there?
Hello?
Did I lose?
I don't know. Did I lose Kieran or I lost myself? I lost myself.
We lost Kieran.
That's so weird.
Okay. Did we lose her again?
Yeah.
She won't know. She probably is talking now to nobody.
I'll text you.
Yep.
Okay.
Hello, Anita. I'm back.
Yeah,
I noticed, by the way, my phone started beeping. I didn't know if it was somebody else online, and it was me.
I don't know why.
My phone doesn't normally disconnect off, but I still be going about penetrating the higher frequencies, and all of a sudden it's like, I think our frequency went too high for the satellite connection. You're just
in
Aries, right?
It's funny how every one of us, I thought because I'm driving, I lost the line. So I'm like, I can't dial now. I'm holding the steering wheel.
So we were at, like somebody says. And that's when we lost you.
Oh, like somebody... I don't know. I was just talking about Uranus and Aries. Who's feeling that? That feeling of really the desire to like kind of like figure out what gift you're here to bring through and how you're going to do it. Is anybody feeling that?
I am.
We heard that.
Yeah. And it's sudden changes. So that means that once... what this means, and you can tell me what it means to you. To me, one thing it can mean is once we get really clear about what we want to do, things could change to support us doing that. Because a lot of times we think of sudden changes as like earthquakes or something, but it can be kind of like an inner awareness, like, oh, I want to shift my focus on this, and then we can just have energies that support that shift. So, if anybody feels that. That you're kind of getting that interdimensional, because part of moving into these higher frequencies is that we're reconnecting with the field. So now we're getting into the field actually supporting us, the etheric field. So that means that as we think of things, they show up faster and faster. So that's the way to notice how connected you are to the etheric field. To the infinite flow of the divine plan, out of remembering that 3D, the dimension we're coming out of, is a finite dimension. But when we get into the higher dimensions, they're infinite. There is no beginning and no end. The forms may change, but we keep going. We're immortal beings, which is kind of an overwhelming thought in itself. Just what it really means to be an immortal being, that we actually... our consciousness goes on forever. If anybody saw that recent movie, Transformation, so that they were kind of exploring that concept. It's a good movie. I think it had metaphysical overtones. And it didn't get really good reviews, which is interesting to me. And also the movie Her and the movie Oxygen, I think, have been really kind of relevant movies for this time frame. I think we get messages from Hollywood too. Anyway, so what we're talking about is as we move into the field, the etheric field that's not bound by time and space, We also call it the ninth body, the subtle body, the meditative mind, the ninth dimension, all these yogic terms. Once we can feel that unlimited self, then we're going to get support from the universe for the gifts that we're here to bring through, because we're here for a purpose. So each person has a special assignment, or we wouldn't be here at this time. So we have a certain gift that needs to happen for the planet at this time to bring through that Uranus and Aries, to bring through that new beginning, that new start for planet Earth. So that's all very interesting, and I want, you know, also to hear how this is showing up for you, because I don't want it to be just theory. So we have, each planet is at a 13-degree angle of the four cardinal signs. So that's what we just went over. 13 degrees, and you know we work with numerology. 13 degrees is, 1 plus 3 is 4. So we have the number 4. So 4 is foundation. So this is all about creating a new foundation, a foundation of consciousness. Wow, imagine that. So to review, we've got Pluto at 13 degrees of Capricorn, which represents the Earth and restructuring the institutions, like the government institutions on the planet. So they're supportive of this new consciousness. Jupiter in Cancer, that has to do with the water element, expansion, emotion, from emotion to devotion. Mars, 13 degrees Libra, air, balance, bringing justice, air consciousness, being moving around. Where does there need to be balance or justice? Where have things been imbalanced? So Uranus, 13 degrees Aries, that's what we're just talking about. Fire, transmutation. So a lot of this has to do with personal transmutation, the Uranus in Aries. So that is the review of what we just went over. So this is the time, and as I said, this time period, these energies that are coming in, are actually going to be influencing us for a long period of time. So it's good to know what we're dealing with. Okay, so the main point, I think, is that we're moving into the etheric field, which we're connecting the finite with the infinite, and we're more aware of, can be more aware of how we're connected with everything around us. So kind of I'm noticing how relationships are affecting me, and I'm feeling more sensitive to things that maybe I would have kind of tolerated before, but I'm feeling it's more important to kind of be more clear in communication and more clear how we're all, you know, affecting and influencing each other. So that's what we're working with. So on that note, we're going to chant Ekonkar to move into the field of oneness and create that energy and put that out. Yogi Bhajan saying that's the frequency he wants out. People need to understand the Ekonkar at this time more than ever.
Satsang with Mooji.
Anyone else here?
Hello?
That's free.
Yes.
We're still here. We're still here.
Well.
It's the coffee and staring at the
I wonder if she'll hear her phone beeping over the music.
I don't know, but these are strong energies.
Yeah, see, mechanical stuff is working around her.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Oh. It went back home.
Thank you.
Inhale, inhale, feel the oneness. And then just move into this connection with the mother for a few minutes.
Thank you.
Shanti, beauty, and bliss. Become that. Know that you are a multidimensional conscious being squeezed into a little tube of toothpaste called the physical body. And the only way out is expanding our consciousness. Thank you. Inhale and exhale. And let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. Are we still connected? Would anyone like to share? Hope I didn't get disconnected.
We're here.
Oh, yay, I'm so glad. We got out there. I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you. I got brilliant and expanded.
We lost you for a little bit.
I know. I've been floating around the multiverse, coming and going.
Yeah. I started picturing that the birds. I started picturing the birds pecking through the air, pecking through the seal, and the little light coming through, little dots of light coming through.
That was beautiful. Yeah. And then, like the movie Avatar, a big one came and got me and flew away with me.
God.
Not on my mama.
Yeah. I think ascension is one of those trick words. I think that we have to do it ourselves. Maybe the spaceships will come, but they're not in my front lawn yet.
And part of that is, like you said earlier, about you felt like you've been more clear lately. I've been feeling the same way, that it's very clear that I know what I want, I know what I don't want, and I'm able to articulate that in relationship, which is really new for me. So that's a breakthrough.
That's a huge breakthrough.
And beautiful, and you know, feeling good about it and not feeling bad about having to say no, or I don't like that, or I don't want that, or this is what I want.
Yeah, I think it's really, really beautiful to be able to navigate our own dimensions and be the master of our own, you know, UFO and direct our own consciousness. That's so beautiful.
Well, I
think that's what we're learning how to do, right? We're learning how to fly our own spaceships.
What I think is great is when you make that definite decision, how the universe supports you. Everything, it seems like everything clears a path that allows you to go ahead and do exactly what you say you want to do.
Right. I feel that too. Totally.
The energy is really strong right now.
I feel that. Yes, I have a strong intention to uplift the frequencies on Mother Earth, see justice where there's injustice, peace where there's war, love where there's pain, all the beautiful signs of the cross. And I really have a strong desire to see Earth and all of humanity risen from the cross of suffering.
Yeah, I hear that as well, and I see that very clearly. And I don't know who said it in the beginning about stopping watching media in the morning, but that's huge, because what you see or what you choose to see is what you're going to manifest. And I choose not to see anything that I don't want to see. And it, on some level, that might sound like denial, but I'm really creating what I do want to see. And like you said, uplifting that vibration and feeling that upliftment. And I think that who was it that said that about the media? And not watching TV in the morning?
Yeah.
I think that's so important, because you're really setting your vibration and your frequency, and you're holding it, and you're not allowing, you know, 3D. That's all 3D. You're not allowing that in. It's like saying no to 3D and yes to life and yes to flow and yes to abundance and
and yes to being turned in and tuned on and tuned in and, yeah.
It's allowing me to stand in my power at all, you know, even more, at even more higher frequencies. So that's what I'm loving about it.
Yeah. Yay, testing.
Yay.
That's all. So wonderful, and it's going to be so good for you and everybody that knows you.
Absolutely. It's actually, like I said, it's unfolding now, you know, even around me with my environment. So I'm enjoying that part of it.
Yay, and it's almost like the birds are really, really loud after the, like, after we just finished chanting and everything. All I can hear is...
Beautiful. I love it.
Yay.
Yay.
Love all of you.
Love you. Good
thank you.
Everybody
thank
on
you so much for this.
We'll anchor in. You can tune back into this, the power of the group frequency all during the week.
And do we have the solar eclipse before we meet again? Or is that after?
Full moon? No, I think we have one more session before the full moon.
Right, the grand cross is tomorrow, right?
Next 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, everybody really enjoy it and embrace it and have a good ride on these new frequencies. Yay.
Sounds good. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Thank you.